For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team knocked off Princeton on Wednesday. Go for the sweep tonight. Joined by sophomore defenseman Zach Whitecloud. Played with Team Canada at a pre-Olympic tournament a couple of weeks ago. How was that week like for you?
It was a great learning experience and one that I'll never forget. And there's a lot to take away from that experience. But coming back now, it's just focusing on the second half here before Christmas and make sure we finish it out on a good note and you know, make sure we pick up as many wins as we can, and especially here on the road against Princeton. So
you were one of the younger guys there in that tournament. What was that like?
It was a lot different. I mean, going from playing with you know, 22, 23, 24 year olds to playing with grown men and who, you know, had a lot of experience in the NHL. But I think it was a good environment for me to you know, kind of give me a chance to develop my game and you know, definitely learn things from a whole new aspect. You know, from the pro level and just guys who have been around the game for so long, who have so much knowledge about it. It just kind of gave me a different view to, you know, kind of tweak my game a bit and allow myself to gain some tools to allow me to get better. So,
could you put any of that to use on Wednesday night?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just kind of thinking the game a little differently than you know, than I did before. But I worked a lot with Adam Foote over in Europe, and he kind of highlighted a few things. And I was telling some of the boys too that I could just kind of make the game easier on a defenseman. Just little things to help my forwards, you know, in my own D zone or in the offensive zone, or playing 2-on-1s, 3-on-2s, or transitioning the puck. Just the little things that kind of make the game easier and make things a little more simple. And
for any player, regardless the sport, pulling that country's jersey on over their head is something special. What was that like that first time you did it?
It was incredible. I mean, just kind of, I didn't even look at my name bar on my jersey. I was just kind of feeling the crest of that Team Canada logo. And, you know, I always had one when I was a kid. And just
not one like this.
No, definitely not one like this. This one's a little more expensive, but it was incredible. And I had to think, you know, take some time to think about it when I was putting that jersey on. And luckily enough, I gave myself a few minutes before warm-up to kind of do so. But just kind of look at that and feel that and just know what that represents and the guys who have worn that before. Just makes you think that you got to take all of it in and make sure that you don't take those opportunities for granted and make sure that you know that you're representing everyone and everyone from Canada.
When are you going to find out the next step?
You know, I'm honestly not too sure. You know, I had some good reports coming out of there, so just coming out of there on a positive note and knowing that I did everything I could to leave a good impression. So that's the first thing I told myself when I went there. If you go there thinking that you're just there just for kind of like a little trial and that's it, you're kind of shooting yourself in the foot right off the hop. And so you kind of got to be naive in a sense to make sure that you go in there with the right attitude and make sure that you know you got to make sure you make the team, right? As far as I know, you know, moving forward, I'm just waiting for that next call.
What's it going to take to get another win tonight?
They're a quick team. They like to play with pace, and, you know, they're really smart with the puck. They like a control game, but luckily enough, we have a really quick team. And that's what I love about our team is that we push the pace on other teams, and teams who have pace, we up the pace. And that's what we were preaching the other night. We got to make sure we play with pace, especially on the road. You know, they were going to come out hard on a Wednesday night, and luckily enough, we were rested, and I don't think the travel affected us too much, so that was nice. But early on, I think we got to their goalie and made sure that we got pucks to the net, and that's what we kind of preached in the locker room. You got to make sure you get pucks to the net on the road and early, and make sure you guys get guys to the net. As a defense core, we got to make sure we transition pucks well, break out well. They're a quick team, so they're hard on the forecheck, and I think we did a good job of, you know, using each other, using our partners, talking, communicating. We did a good job of that, and that got us out of a lot of situations. So
best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultz. Appreciate it.